Joining us now is Lance Lukes, head coach of the Valley City High School baseball team. Coach, probably one of the nicer days we've seen in a while. Unfortunately, haven't strung together enough of them for you guys to get outside.
Yeah, it's the nature that we are living in this area. It's first time in a long time that we've been starting our fourth week in. We do what we can and make do with that. We're not the only one, so that's the promising side of it.
I'm sure the players are getting a little antsy to get outside. I know the coach is a little antsy to get outside. What have you had to do to keep things fresh and to keep players focused and interested?
You know, what we've been trying to do lately is cut practice time down. You know, we'll come do a short, you know, hour session, hour 15 session, you know, so we're not dragging stuff out. You know, you can only do so many things inside and the repetitiveness of it. So you come, you do your work that day, and let's make it a good day and get done in a short time and be on your way getting your other stuff done.
So we're 4 weeks inside for you guys with practice, and now we're in what would be week two of the season for the EDC. I know there's been talks about what to do from this point forward. What do you know about what the plans will be for the rest of this season?
I know it's still kind of in a holding pattern, I think, right now until they figure out what's going to happen here, possibly over the weekend into the start of next week, how that'll affect everything. And then, you know, the ADs might be getting back together to try to play around with schedules and what they can do, what they can't, what's available, what's not going to be available. I mean, it's on their radar. They're aware of it, and they got a few different contingency plans that they've got set that they can go to if we need to.
You guys are set to host the EDC tournament this year. Are you guys even thinking about that at this point?
Well, I mean, you got to think about it just to keep it that you're ready for it in case it would. You know, that's one possibility is, you know, we could lose it depending on schedule-wise if to get that extra week. You know, it's there. It's, you know, we got things in place to just start working and getting ready for it. It's just getting outside to get some of that ready for it. So it's, you know, we're there ready for it if we continue on to having it.
Last season, you guys struggled. You didn't get any wins last year. First year with the pitch count put in, first year, I think, with the changing of the bats for you guys last season. Some young players, what did you feel was the biggest takeaway for you guys last season?
You know, last year it was it was different. You know, it was trying to learn some of this, trying to how we're going to plan for, like you said, the pitch counts and that. It wasn't as big because we're not throwing guys 150 pitches anyways to begin with, but the rest periods and that, you know, try to plan stuff out accordingly. I think we got better grasp on that. You know, last year we graduated 8 seniors off of last year. So we basically had 3 guys that played any varsity last year, and then we brought a 4th up halfway through. So we're coming back with 4 guys that got any experience at all on the varsity level. And so we're going to, you know, rely on them to help out with their experiences from the past year.
Pitching always important, especially when you play those, or at least you're set to play 2 games counting in the EDC standings. Are you getting some guys who've never pitched before, limited pitching experience, just trying to get them some reps?
Yeah, exactly. We got to do that. And we got guys that have pitched before, and we're working them in into their throwing. We've got some of the older guys who haven't really pitched before that we've started kind of introducing it more to them. So, you know, if we need to have them come in relieve roles to help, you know, with our numbers and that. I know with our younger kids, our junior high kids, we basically told them everybody is going to start learning it to kind of help build the depth on that for future years.
When you look at the way the summer season went, I know the Legion team had some struggles, got a win in the postseason, kind of came together a little bit, but some hitting struggles. The younger kids had a good season. They were a couple of wins away from going on to the state tournament. Do you think some of that success will start carrying over into this season?
Yeah, that's a hope. You always hope that your success carries over. And, you know, with that younger team you talk about, a lot of those kids are going to be having to pushed into some varsity action. And so that's hopeful that their success will carry over. And now it's a new, a different beast. You're going to be facing some older kids. They will be. But, you know, if they just keep coming at it the way they've been going and the way they've been practicing, along with those guys that are the older ones that got the experience that, you know, it's been a good mesh of the group of kids, and they've been working well together so far. So, you know, that's promising on our end.
The way the EDC is always lined up, it's the teams out of Fargo that have always been dominant. They've always had some depth. Cheyenne had a big season last year, fairly new program. Overall in the EDC, who do you see are the top programs?
Your two West Fargos will be up there. West Fargo High, the Packers, they'll be up there. Cheyennes, they're still kind of young in a ways, but they're still a great program. Good coaching there. And North is going to be another one to look out for as well. They're up in our top three for the East right now.
I'm not sure where you guys now sit with the schedule in terms of what games you're supposed to be played, but what's the next scheduled game, and what do you think the chances of getting that in are?
Right now, next week, we're supposed to have three. One was already going to be a makeup from the first week. They got rescheduled. So, and those next week aren't looking real promising. And after that, then we're, another week out. I think like the 23rd would be our next scheduled one after that. So, we started practice on March, 19th or whatever. So we're getting a full month or something inside here before we can even get out to play possibly. And, it's going to be one of those, the schedules are going to change constantly. So.
Talking with Lance Lukes, head coach of Valley City High School baseball. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Joe.